Okay, so the next one is Gimel, Gemilas Chasadim. So Gemilas Chasadim, Shanino Tzedakah Gemilas Chasadim, Shkulin Kenegah Kol HaMitzvah Shebatorah. So Tzedakah Gemilas Chasadim is chashuv of all the mitzvahs. What's the difference between Tzedakah and Gemilas Chasadim? As we all know, Shlosha Dvarim, Gemilas Chasadim is greater than Tzedakah. One, it's Tzedakah is B'mamaynai, Gemilas Chasadim is B'gufay. So he has to use his own, you know, time, his own koiches for it. It's not just B'mamaynai, it's not just giving money. That's the first thing. The second thing is Tzedakah is only for an ani, for a poor person, but chesed is for a poor person and a rich person, bein lani, bein l'ashir, and tzedakah is only for chayim, and chesed is l'chayim ul meisim. He continues, "Shanino elu drum shadam ochel min peri sein ba'ilam azevah ken chayim esloy lo maba." So one of the main things that a person will reap the benefits in this world and the next is gemilas chasadim. The reason for that is because just like the meisim chesed is a two-pronged avoida, there is an element of bein adam lachaveray, and there's an element of bein adam lamakom. So you get rewarded for the bein adam lamakom in olam haba, but the karen is kaim in olam hazeh because he did gemilas chesed. He helped someone in this world also feel good. Since he helped someone in this field feel good, besides his mitzvah, so then besides the schar, he's also going to get a karen paris olam hazeh, and the karen will be kaim olam haba. So this is very important. A person should do chesed even with people who he feels ba'avled him. And opposite would be nekima v'netira. And that indeed is the derech of Yisrael, to give chesed even to people who ba'avled you, who did bad to you. You still act back with chesed. The Talmud Dvar says, we spoke this out in El, unbelievable, in the very first midah, Mikel Kamaycha. The Talmud Dvar says 12 midahs, 13 midahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Pasuk Mikel Kamaycha. So Talmud Dvar says the first one is Mikel Kamaycha, Mi Melech Olov, that the primary midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in this inyan of Melech Olov. Melech Olav means he's an insulted king. That means that at the very second that a person is doing an Avera, they can only be doing the Avera with the koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them at that moment. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would remove those koiches, he would have no strength to do an Avera. So at the time that the person is doing the Avera, despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mashpia toiva and mashpia chesed to the person so that they have the ability to do the avera. They won't have the ability otherwise. So the very koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mashpia on the person, they're using as an avera against them. And this is one of the midas that the Talmud Dvar says a person should always resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since we learned that, I've seen a whole handful of cases where this nisayon came to play. That basically, like for example, an employee is being hired and kind of like using his position against his employer. What's the case? What's the case you're saying? Whatever the case was, not like in a crazy way. It wasn't like undermining the business. It was just like, you know, whatever. So L'maisa Melech Olav. To be doyim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you continue being native to them. If I can't get into details in the case. Basically, yeah. Right. I had three cases like this that I had to shtel tzu this concept, basically. That that's the meat of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be treat that. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu would treat us that way, we wouldn't last very long either. I can't get into the, it's hard to describe it. I can't say the details, and to give a mushel of it is very difficult because I don't know the mushel. But basically, let's say for an example, this was not the case, but a teacher in a school would be using their teaching position to somehow say something which would go against the principal. So like you're using the position I'm giving you, you're now using against me, right? If you wouldn't be a teacher, then you would have no platform to give over your shittas now. Now you're going over, giving your shittas, that's hurting me in a different area or whatever, right? And I have to swallow it. Yeah, that's what he's saying, Melech Olav. Melech Olav means a Kadosh Baruch Hu Vavkama. Oh, no, I'm not saying being Mazik. You're not being Mazik. No, I'm not talking about that. No. I'm saying is that the Hatova that a person gives, they went ahead now and used it against you, right? Like a guy had a relative and you know, for example, a person would have a relative and then they I'll give you a car. I'll help you buy a car. And then the guy uses the car to go start, you know, competing with him. Okay, buddy, so give him back the car. Right? So that very item that I gave you, you're using against me. Okay, but that's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikel Kamoicha, Melech Olav. So he's saying that's the Derech of Yisrael, is that you go imel chesed, even with a person who goes against you. Yeah, 100%. So you're giving them, and they're just like, you know, taking it and... okay. The Medrash Rus asks a question: what is the point of Rus? There's very few halachas in Rus. So, what is the point of the Megillah of Rus? So, some say it's to give you the Yichus of David HaMelech. Okay. The whole purpose is kamaschar toiv legoim lechasadim, to show you what did Rus get for being goim lechesed with Naomi, and what did Boaz get for being goim lechesed with Rus, right? Everyone was being goim lechesed over there, and whoever ended up being goim lechesed, they built themselves a future to be part of Mashiach. And whoever was not goim el chesed goes down in history, like we said yesterday. Imagine you go down in history as Mr. Atzlan. You go down in history as Ada Baruch Mom, the Mashabish Vitani, right? So the Pliny Almoini goes down in history as the guy who didn't do Yibum, didn't take the opportunity to marry Rus, right? Pliny Almoini, Yeah, exactly. I'm saying, you know, but that's your legacy, you know, for the rest of eternity. This guy's name is so pathetic that we don't even want to mention it, right? So pshat is, so you see both parts of chesed in the Megillah Rus. You see the godless of those who did do chesed, and then the, unfortunate end of Arpa, who packed off on the Pliny Almoini, and these people who did not take the opportunity to do chesed, and they were just left like, you know, their place in history is nothing, something that we want to be too jealous of. Right, so that's why Megillah Rus was written. V'sham boyurei koychon shabali tzedaka ugmilas chasadim she'in choisin lo b'tzal shachav lo b'tzal kanan kfei shemesh lo b'tzal kan fei kruvim lo b'tzal kan fei strafim elo b'tzal mi shomer v'ayoylam. That Kadosh Baruch Hu takes balei chesed and he puts them not on, you know, tier one or tier two. He puts them right in the front box rows seats right by the tzalkan afecha. Tzalkan afecha yechasoyim. Why is but pshat? Why? Why? Why is a Baal Chesed over there? Because the Mida which defines the Bria the most is Chesed. That's the Mida that's Nizgala. Ramchal says the midah which is nesgala the most is chesed. The midah which is hidden the most is the yichud. Midah which is nesgala is chesed. That's the midah oilam chesed yibane was in order to provide chesed. So when a person trains themselves to do chesed, but p'taras that they're a mative, that's their nature. They become a mative. Right? So when a person trains themselves to be like that, they are b'doyme to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who does a person want to keep next to them? You want to keep next to you, the people that are like you. Right? They have the same interests as you, have the same qualities as you. You don't want to put next to you the guy that you can't stand because, you know, I'm going to put him next to me at the meal and he's been talking to me about the economy and, you know, whatever, in Bangladesh. I'm not interested. I want to talk to a guy that I could talk to about something that's interesting. That we have, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu puts in the Tzel Knafecha those people that are Bali Chesed, because the greatest need of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Chesed. So we're more B'dayme. A guy, that's what Chafetz Chaim writes. Chafetz Chaim writes that the reason why Chesed is so important is because the only way Kadosh Baruch Hu, the only person can be B'dayme to Hashem the most is through Chesed. And Lamaisa, who does Hashem want to be close to, and Elam Abba, and is those people that are close, that are similar to him, that have perfected themselves in those ways. So that's what Chazal are saying here, where they say, "B'tzel misham avaya olam amru esaderach yelchu ba zugnas chasadim al gimel drama olam oimed al tarav avoda al gimel chasadim." And then the Chazal say a very interesting gemara in Soita. Teira tchil asay chesed. The soif of chesed. The Torah began, the first statement in the Torah was pure chesed. Creating the world, but I think the Gemara says there because Hashem gave Adam and Chava kosnois or. I think that's what the Gemara says there. And then soif of chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe. Vayikbar oisai bagai. Bagai. Vayikbar oisai bagai. He buried Moshe, and I think that's what the Gemara says there. So the Maharal explains that what does it mean? What's the significance of this Chazal? What that means is, I remember like when we were doing our video for the kol for the dinner. So the guy tells me, listen, the only two things that matter, the beginning and the end. The rest we could fill in, doesn't really matter all that much. The main thing, it's the beginning and the end, because that really defines the whole thing. I mean, you don't start off topic. You don't start off theme. You have to still affect the theme. And then you went off theme in the middle because there was something interesting or whatever. But you can't end off theme because then people don't know what. In order to give them, deliver the message, you got to end, you have to start on topic and you got to end on topic. And then the rest will fit in because people will put in context. But you got to start on theme and end on theme. So if the Torah is tchilas chesed, v'soif chesed, then obviously the message is chesed. On the way, everything fits in the context, but that must be, is like the Maral, that defines the Iker message. So if that's what the Chazal are telling us, that we should see in the Torah, that tchilas chesed, v'soif chesed, that means that what we're supposed to see when we learn Torah is chesed. The Amru, Malik Mus Chasadim, Lehaya Ha'ilam Nivra, that we know. Vamumishu, who Goymel Chasadim, Yemevusar, this is a Medrash Shoichar Toiv. It's Gevaldik. The Midrashim from all over the place. Mishu Goymel Chasadim, someone who's a Goymel Chasad, Yemevusar, he will be told eventually, Shet Filosoi Nishmas, that he will find out that his feelings were heard. A person is a Baal Chesed, his tefillahs have special koiches. And being a Baal Chesed defines Klal Yisrael, right? Gimel Midos in Klal Yisrael, Rachmanim Baishanim, V'goyim Lechasadim. So, the Amru Kol Merachim Al Abriyas, B'yadushu Mizar Shal Avram Avinu. And then it says, "V'omru one last chazal kol oisik b'toyro v'gmilos chasadim ki ilu padani li v'levni u'mibein u'mayis ha'olam." A person is oisik b'chesed, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "You are poi to me. You are bringing the geula to me." So these are some of the chazals that he's using to like bring out the godless for the middle chesed. Fine, we'll continue. Mitzvah Hashem.
tomorrow.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach, doctor.
Shkoyach, have a good night.